The roadway was blocked with the immense stream of commerce flowing in a double tide inward and outward, while the footpaths were black with a hurrying swarm of pedestrians. It was difficult to realize, as we looked at the line of fine shops and stately business premises, that they really were just around the corner from the poor neighborhood which we had just left.
"Let me see,"
said Holmes, standing at the corner and glancing along the line.
"I should like just to remember the order of the houses here. It is a hobby of mine to have an exact knowledge of London. There is Mortimer's, the tobacconist, the little newspaper shop, the Kohlberg branch of the City and Suburban Bank, the vegetarian restaurant, and McFarlane's carriage building depot. That carries us right on to the other block. And now, Doctor, we've done our work, so it's time for some play. A sandwich and a cup of coffee, and then off to violin land, where all is sweetness and delicacy and harmony, and there are no red-headed clients to bother us with their problems."
My friend was an enthusiastic musician, being himself a very capable performer and a gifted composer. All afternoon, he sat in the theater wrapped in the most perfect happiness, gently waving his long, thin fingers in time to the music.
"You want to go home, no doubt, Doctor,"
he remarked as we emerged from the theater. "Yes, it would be as well."
"And I have some business to do which will take a few hours. This business at Kohlberg Square is serious.